Months ago we began Hilchas Yichud, and months ago I told you that Shechter will often introduce Hilchas Yichud with a comment that's largely the study of Kulos. You lay out what the Isser is, but then most of the work is figuring out, so what are the exceptions? What, given that I have a Yichud situation, so what are the possible tools I could use? How could I adapt the situation, bring someone in, open a door, so on and so forth, in a way that will mitigate the situation enough that I've avoided the Isser of Yichud. It's the study of Kulos. And as we've worked our way through Hilchos Yichud, so we've seen step by step, working through the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, and step by step, sugya by sugya, different rules, regulations, and exceptions to the exceptions of Hilchos Yichud. And we've been working Al Seder HaGemara, a little bit Al Seder Shulchan Aruch, as the Gemara comments based on the pasuk Kovetz Al Yad Yarbe. So we're learning initially, sort of piece by piece, and learning the Hilchos Yichud initially, they sort of dig into just Ba'al Be'ir, just Pasuk Pasuach, just Krovos, just. So step by step. But now, once you've learned it all, the Chazar is an opportunity to sort of step back and see the big picture. So that's what I'd love to do now. As I said, I don't know if we're going to have time to complete all this. The next half hour might be pushing it a little bit. But I think we could probably Chazar most of Hilchos Yichud over the next half hour. And maybe next time we're together on this campus, have a chance to wrap this up. I think we can make a transcendent progress right now. Hilchos Yichud is, again, largely the study of Kulos. So let's talk a little about the Isser of Yichud. And then we can organize the Kulos into probably three major categories. So there is an Isser of Yichud, and the Isser of Yichud is, as you saw, according to most, if not all, Rishonim, sometimes it's Daraisa, and sometimes it's Rabbanan. So that the Gemara on the Mishnah on Pei Beis introduces the concept of an Isser of Yichud, and the Gemara immediately jumps into figuring out sources. My time menon emili. My time is what's the rationale for why Chazal sometimes sought to impose an Isser Drabbanan. Not immediately is what's the source for the fact that sometimes it's an Isser Daraisa. So as we saw, it's going to be an Isser Daraisa if you have two conditions. Number one, it's as the language of the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes in Parshas Re'eh, it's Beseser, two people alone. It's just two people. And they are an erva to one another. That man and woman, their relationship is an erva. Now, there's either she's married to someone else, she's a nida, or their familial relationship, an aunt and a nephew, or something like that, a mother-in-law and a son-in-law. So if you have those two pieces in place, if it's just one man, one woman alone, and they are an erva to one another, so then now you have the makings, the potential for an Isser Yichud Daraisa. Again, unless you have one of the coolest, by the beer, and so on and so forth, but potentially that's an Isser Yichud Daraisa. And therefore, so that's it's Daraisa if it's Veseser and an erva. So it's going to be merely Drabbanan if either it's three or more people, or non-erva. If you have three or more, that's what the Gemara comments, the opening phrase of the Gemara, when the Mishnah talks about two men, one woman, two women, one man, at that point it's my timer. At that point we're in Drabbanan territory. Once you have three people in the room, so it's for sure Motzei Min HaTorah. It may or may not be Asa Midrabbanan. So three people already, it's no longer Beseser, so it's for sure not Isser Daraisa. Or, even if it is two people, if the man and woman are not an erva to one another, then it is Vayter Maximin Isser Drabbanan. What do you mean not an erva to one another? So as we notice, I just mentioned it a couple of moments ago, Erva could be Ishazish, Erva could be a family relation, which is an Erva, or Erva, the open line of the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, Simon Chavbez, Paskin like the Rambam, that a Nida is an Erva. I mentioned that's a Machlokas, Rabbi Tam and Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch clearly assumes like the Rambam that the Isser, an active Bia between a Nida and any man, or her husband or anyone else, married, single, doesn't matter, Bia between a man and a woman who is a nida, we treat as a gila arayos. It is an iser bia with kares, even though there's no mamzeres. So the mechaber clearly passes like the Rambam that yichud with a nida is yichud erva. It is yichud doraisa. When the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah yichud penuya, yichud with a single woman is she's not an erva, therefore it's only an iser drabanan. That means a penuya tahora, a woman who's single and therefore not ashes ish. And also Nida, which was common, a common phenomenon, b'tkufas hatanoim, and during part of the tkufas amoraim, when people were keeping tumah v'tahara, when Jews were eating truma, Jews were eating karbanos, and even single women went to mikvah so they would not be tameos. Bizman hazeh, the only time a woman goes to mikvah is lahatira labayla. The only women who go to mikvah bizman hazeh are married women. Single women, once they're old enough to be nidos, will have the status of nida, because even after the menstruation ends, she retains the status of a nida until she goes to mikvah. So bizman hazeh, the only really common scenario of a non-erva, other than very young or very old, is a nachris. A non-Jewish woman is not an erva. Obviously, Bol Nachris is a severe iser, but it's not Gil Rais, it's no Kares, and therefore, again, coming back, Yichud Dirabanan, a situation will be Yichud Dirabanan if either it's three or more people, it's not Peseser, or it's only one man and one woman, but they're not an Erva to one another. The most common example of that will be, let's say, Chaim and Christina. So Chaim and Christina, Yichud Nachris is Yichud Dirabanan. The Gemara says that goes back. The Gzer Yichud Nachris, I believe, goes back to Hillel and Shammah. Okay, so that's sort of the basic parameters of the Isser, Yichud Araisa, Yichud Rabbanan. If it's Beseser and Erva, then it's Yichud Araisa. If it's not Beseser or not an Erva, then it's Yichud Rabbanan. And three sort of larger issues in terms of defining three larger issues in terms of defining the Issa Yichud. One, two, and three. And this brings us largely to the Gemara on the top of Pei, Aleph, Amud Aleph. The first one is, remember the Gemara had said, Malkin al HaYichud ve'ein Osrin al HaYichud. The Gemara had said that if a man and woman violate Yichud, so in an era in which Beis Din is authorized to give corporal punishment, we would give malchus for having violated the aveira of yichud. But in osrin al yichud, we wouldn't determine that that woman is, for instance, a married woman who had yichud. We wouldn't say, oh, she's asura to remain with her husband, and she's asura to marry this fellow because of the yichud. Meaning, what does that mean? So conceptually what that means is, Yichud is based on a possibility of Znus. But it doesn't imply that Znus probably occurred. Going into it, can we have Yichud? No. Why? Because it's a possibility, a slim possibility, that a situation of Yichud may yield something far worse, a violation of Znus. So because it's a possibility of Znus, so that entering into Yichud is forbidden, and if you did enter into Yichud, you did the Aveira of Yichud. And that's a punishable offense. It's also because of the slim possibility that it leads to Znus. But we don't assume that just because Yichud occurred, we would not say, oh, probably Znus occurred also. No. Yichud occurred, and Yichud itself is an Aveira. Aveira Doraisa, Aveira Drabban, a punishable Aveira. Malkin la Yichud. Is there a possibility that something worse occurred? If a man and woman had yichud, is there a possibility that they were mizanim? Possibility. We're not going to assume that it probably happened. We would not assume that it probably happened. So That's number one. And I think we may have seen also in Sif Beis, Rama says, practically speaking, that's why, on the one hand, a woman can lodge a complaint and Beis Din against a man who's harassing her, who's trying to have yichur with her, and Beis Din will issue a restraining order, Rama says. Beis Din will say, you're giving this woman a hard time, you're not allowed to be anywhere near her. Because of the possibility of what may occur. But on the other hand, yichud alone cannot drive a paternity case. The fact that we know that this woman was misyacheres with this man, and then 9 months later she has a baby, the yichud alone is not sufficient evidence to say he's the father of this baby, he owes child support, and so on and so forth. No. Malkan yichud veinos from yichud. Yichud is based on a possibility of further chet, but it does not establish a rove that probably further chet occurred. Okay, so that's one major issue. I'm thinking about yichud, malkin vein osrim, which is a din in its own right, but also sort of a larger appreciation that the issur of yichud is not just when probably it'll lead to znus. The issur of yichud is even when there's a slender, but 5%, whatever the number is, 4%, 7%, 2%, there's enough of a mere chance that yichud leads to znus, it's already off limits. Another key nekuda is mechuar adavar. Or as Argama had said in a somewhat parallel way, lo tova ashmua. I mean, the Gemara had said that not only is yichud a punishable offense, technical yichud, but even a fellow is acting in a way that's not technically a violation of yichud, but doesn't pass the smell test. He's acting in a way that our Gemara refers to as lo tova shmua. You're acting in a way that's that type of behavior generates a lot of talk. It's inappropriate. You're breaking appropriate boundaries. You're not avoiding the appearance of impropriety. You are acting in a way that appears to be improper. Elsewhere, the Gemara talks about mechur hadavar. You're acting in a way that's sketchy. So the halacha expects us to uphold, to make sure to maintain both standards. And when I'm trying to figure out, can I be in this situation or not, there are two questions that I have to answer both of them correctly. Number one, is this yichud? By the rules of yichud, this yichud. If it's yichud, okay, I gotta switch it up. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna solve that. Even if it's not yichud, I have to ask myself, is this an appropriate situation, or is it technically not yichud, but still mechur or hadavar? Yichud has more objective standards. We can define what's called by Lebeir. We can define one shomer, two shomerim, yom, laila. Yichud has clearer, more objective definitions. Mechur adavar lo tova shmua, the second element, so that's going to depend more on context, on the situation. As the same dry facts in one context are appropriate, in different contexts are not. But that's something you have to make a situation-by-situation call. Sometimes you may feel like, I'm too involved in a situation, I can't make the call, let me ask an outside party. But those are both, I have to think about both of those. And finally, the third issue in thinking about yichud, number one, appreciating that yichud is just based on the possibility, is not a probability that leads to chet. Number two, recognize in addition to technical yichud, I also want to avoid mechur hadavar. And the third issue, which we'll come back to, I don't know if did we ever discuss the question of how long shir zman for yichud? No. So let's put this in.
I think so.
You think yes? You think no?
I don't remember.
Okay, let's put that in curly brackets for now.
We discussed it with Ishbael.
Okay, so let's put that as a placeholder. We'll have to come back to that. That's the third issue in terms of thinking about the general definition of yichud. Understand again that yichud is based on a possibility. Number two, that in addition to technical yichud, I want to avoid mechur adavar. And let's come back to the question of how long need a couple be together to be in. There used to be to be a violation of yichud. There used to be once upon a time, when they opened their observatory deck up in the Empire State Building, it had its moment for being like a great date place. part of the chop of the observer of the Empire State Building as a tourist attraction is they have these express elevators that shoot up from the first floor nonstop to like the 82nd floor or something like that. So there was this shmua going around that, oh, you can't, if you're on a date, you can't take the elevator, just the two of you, because then it's yichud. Which is, makes you wonder, because you're in the elevator, it's an express elevator. So it's true, it's not going to stop until you get to the 82nd floor, but how long does it take to go nonstop from the first floor to the 82nd floor? That raises the question, well, how long is the shir zman for yichud? So let's put that, for now, that's in the red curly braces, and we'll come back to that. Let's begin to talk, but that again lays out, so the first half of the conversation is the Isser of Yichud. The second, larger segment of the conversation is, okay, what are the Heterim? And we discussed a number of Heterim, and now we're going to begin to sort of put it together, hopefully in a more organized, methodical, big picture way. Up until now we're looking at the individual trees, now we're going to step back and begin to see the contours of the forest, appreciate the forest as a whole. I would say to think about what we're going to lay out, not all the coolest that we discussed, in three major categories. You ready? Category number one, is it someone with whom I have no yichud? There are some people, because of who they are, what they are, their identity, their status, there are certain people that I have no Isser Yichud with. We'll talk about two examples of that. That's category number one. Category number two. Category number two is maybe I am with people who, with whom fundamentally I could have an Isser Yichud, but then there's, in that case, there's the add a shomer. Let me figure out how to add a shomer. Who qualifies as, yeah, for me and Aliza to be alone together, that's an Isser Yichud, but let me bring in an add a shomer. Who, which sorts of people qualify as shomer? That's going to be a number of coolest are going to fit into that. And then finally, there are coolest of situations. Well, it's not that with this person I don't have an Isser Yichud. It's not that I added a shomer. There are certain situations which are public enough that they are not problematic. So it's thinking in broad strokes, the coolest and yichud fall into these three categories. Certain people who are yichudless with me, and then there is adding a shomer, and then there are situations which are mutter. Questions before we go on? We're good.
Okay.
When we think about people with whom I have no Isser Yichud, if you could sew that for now, that'd be fantastic. Thank you so much. People with whom I have no Isser Yichud. So that brings me to, in broad strokes, cool number one is Kerova So. She is his relative. Cool number two, there's one type of woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud. If she is related to me in certain ways, we're going to unpack that in a moment. And another type of woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud, no Shomer required, is Isha, Shabila, Boir. Okay. So number one, women with whom I have no Isser Yichud because they are related to me. So number one, the Shulchan Aruch Hatzayim quoted, Ishto Nida. I'm not permitted to have Yichud with a woman who's a Nida unless she's already my wife. My wife, husband and wife are permitted to be alone together even during the part of the month that she is in Nida, during the part of the month when Tashmish is forbidden and is in Isser Kares. But because of the nature of an ongoing marriage relationship, and this is part of a cycle, and there are times which are also in times of mutter, because of it's in that context, so even during the times when Tashmish is forbidden, but Yichud remains permitted. So that's number one. That, again, highlights also, as you said before, that otherwise, outside of a marriage relationship, yichud with Anita, who's not my wife, is a iser daraisa. Okay, so that's one type of yichud with a relative, which is mutter. She's related to me in what way? She's my wife. Okay. Another sect is what the Mishnah had said: imo, bito, right? Mother and son, father and daughter, and the Bach had expanded that to also ziknaso or nechdaso, not only parents and children, but even grandparents and grandchildren, great grandparents and great grandchildren, ancestors and descendants. There is no iser ichud. Then comes item C. Item C is, which other relative? Which other relative? Have we not yet mentioned? Achosa. Exactly. A sister. So why are we pulling the sister, why are we differentiating the sister as item, as one C, as opposed to parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren, which are item B? That's because there are two differences. Number one, it's a machlokas. You remember that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch seem to assume that sister is not mother. The Gemara on Pei Aleph Beis seems to have a machlokes whether a sister is yichud between brother and sister is mutter or not. The Amora of Yehuda says mutter. The Mishnah never said mutter. The Mishnah only mentioned imo vito on Pei Aleph Beis. Pei Aleph Beis, Amora of Yehuda says mutter to have yichud one sister also. But it seems like there were other Amoram who disagreed, potentially. And it looks like some Machlokes Rishonim had a Paskin. The Rosh clearly said that Yichud between brother and sister is Mutter. The Rambam's silence indicates that he disagrees. And the Mechaber's silence, Rosh Hashanah Aruch and Sifal, quotes the Rambam that Yichud, without Raya, says Asher, except for parents and children, or husband and wife, even when she's in Nita. Okay, so apparently, we have machlokas in our hands. So he said, Ashkenazim definitely assume, like the Rosh, the way the Nosei Kelim quote, that yichud with a sister, between brother and sister, is mutter. Never got clarity at what approach of Sfaradik Mora Hara. Do we have any clarity on that? I would love. Okay, do you want to ask? If you want to ask, I'd be intrigued to hear. And preliminary, my preliminary sense is that many Sfaradi poskim also follow the Rosh, I think. I have to look in Ravadi and see. Okay, certainly for Ashkenazim, Yichud with Achoso is Mutter. However, even for Ashkenazim, there is a difference. And what is the difference between the Heter of Yichud with a sister versus the Heter of Yichud between parents and children? Yeah?
Yes.
Right. The Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about the Shita of Yehuda, that Yichud Achoso is Mutter, the Gemara talks about Yichud versus Dira. If it's on a temporary basis, a mutter. Parents are away for the night, leaving just a brother and sister alone home. That is totally fine for Ashkenazim, certainly. But for a brother and sister to share an apartment for months on end, dira in a more permanent fashion, that is forbidden. That is mutter. Dira b'kvius is mutter between parents and children, or between grandparents and grandchildren. Single parent raising a child by him or herself, a single father raising a daughter, single mother raising a son, or a single grandmother raising a grandson, single grandfather raising a granddaughter, hets are gummer. That situation is sustainable for years and years, no concern of yichud. Between brother and sister, the Gemara says, on a temporary basis is mutter, on a permanent basis is not. We had mentioned there's a discussion amongst the poskim, how do you define, where you draw the line? What's the difference between yichud and dira? It mentioned that the number of posts can look for what the magic number is. Is it 3 days? Is it 30 days? More or less? And I think it's from Meir Arik. It's from Moshe Feinstein, who says that there is no magic number. There is no fixed number. It depends on context. Whatever, from how far away are you coming? If you live down the block, so it's normal to visit someone. If it wasn't family, it'd be normal to stay over at someone's house. You go to someone's for Shabbos. You go to a friend for Shabbos. You stay over a night or two. That's typical. But that's being a guest. But to stay at someone's house down the block for 2 weeks, that's more than just being a guest. At that point, you've moved in. Whereas if you're visiting friends in Australia, and you live in North America, so the flight to Australia itself is well over 24 hours. When people go to visit friends in Australia, yeah, the normal thing is guests would stay for 2 or 3 weeks. You're coming as a guest for a while. So you have to figure out, Rabbi Shapanitin says, the difference between Yichud and Dirut depends on context. If she wasn't your married sister, let's say, so first time you were visiting a friend, for how long would it be normal to just be a guest, as opposed to you've moved in? So that's what you have to figure out. Okay, so however you define the difference between Yichud and Dira, that distinction is relevant to Achamu. So Yichud between a brother and sister is mutter, but Dira would not be mutter. Whereas again, obviously Ishto Nidor, Imo Bito, Ziknaso Nechdaso, so those are all mutter l'chaladeus, and they are mutter even with a dira bikvius. And the other, so again, this sort of category, that first category of heterim, a woman with whom I have no isur yichud. So one is she's related to me in one of these positive ways, ishtonida, imo bita lachoso, or she's not related to me, but she's related to her. She's a married woman. She has a husband, and a husband who's in town. Isha Shabbal Be'ir. So I have no Isra Yichud with a woman whose husband is in town. You remember that there was a lot of rich conversation about that. Just draw some lines to keep everything clear here. Okay. Isha Shabbal Be'ir. You remember there were two major issues. One was the Gemara says it's only when ein libo gasba. In a normal situation, I don't have that much to do with her. For now, I'm going to be misyacheres with this woman, and it happens to be their husband's in town. So then, Baal Be'ir, Al Pipash, just makes a mutter. You know, Rashi had said that it's not really mutter, it's just a less severe isser. We definitely assume lactosis. Baal Be'ir is mutter, unless it's Libo Gasper. I mean, the Gemara tells a story that by Rav Bivin, Rav Yosef, and the Rabbitson, they said they made sure to avoid a yichud situation, even though it was going to be the husband was leaving the house for a period of time, but he was going to be in town. So why was there a concern of yichud between the guest and the wife, the hostess, if the hostess's husband is by his point here? And the Gemara says, because the hostess and the guest were old friends. Libo Gaspa, they had more familiarity, so when there's more familiarity, that neutralizes, it's an exception to the heter of Baal Be'ir. Baal Be'ir is mutter, unless it's Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa undoes the heter of Baal Be'ir. Both in terms of understanding, defining Ba'ir, as well as defining Libo Gaspa, bring us to the next major issue, which appears to be Machlokas Rashi. Rashi versus the Rambam, and Machlokas in terms of why is it mutter. Remember, Rashi had said it's like a practical concern that a fellow may actually walk in. Mustafa mi baal hashta asi, Rashi had said. Oh, baal be'ir is mutter because the husband can pop in at any moment. Very specific. And it's very limited. That's only true if the husband might actually come home. As opposed to, he's in town, but he's locked up in a meeting, he's locked up in a hearing, locked up whatever for the next 3 hours. Or it's also only relevant if you're at home, the place where if the husband pops home, he's going to come home. How about you're somewhere else? She's at an office. It's not where the husband's headed. So Rashi's understanding is very practical and limited. As the Rambam says, that no, it's more of a psychological issue. It's not practical. The husband might walk in the door. It's Amos Baila Aleha. She feels more inhibited. Her husband's in close proximity. Her husband's in town. So she, Baruch Hashem, feels more inhibited. And that inhibition is enough to mitigate the concern. So number one, in terms of what does Ba'ir mean, it no longer means necessarily the husband can actually come home. he's in town. It doesn't have to do with travel time. It has to do with being in the same town. And it could be anywhere in town, even if it's not a location the husband is headed to. And also, remember, it allowed us, the Rambam's approach, which the Chazon Ish and the Chida both vigorously embraced, the Rambam's approach, that, as the Chazon Ish put it, Baal Be'ir is a nerve, Baal Be'ir is a feeling, it's an inhibition, so that allows us to easily understand the idea of Libo Gaspa. Why is it that Libo Gaspa is an exception to Baal Be'ir? Baal Be'ir is mutter, unless it's Libo Gaspa, then Baal Be'ir doesn't help you, then it remains aser. Yeah, because Baal Be'ir is an inhibition. She feels more inhibited because her husband is in close proximity. So, but if Libo Gaspa, if she's very hamish with this fellow, it's her brother-in-law, it's her cousin, or they grew up on the same block, whatever it is. They're much more comfortable and familiar with their peers who have a lot of familiarity, so that's a disinhibiting factor. You feel a little more comfortable. So you understand the sort of the balance, the dynamic. Baal Be'ir normally introduces added inhibition, but on the other hand, Libo Gaspa, that's going to be disinhibiting. That's sort of an undo, it's going to unravel some of the power of Baal Be'ir. You'll remember that according to Rashi, the question of the husband is actually going to come in, the Chacham Sadim got very stuck trying to figure out where I was Libo Gaspa. And they ended up having to redefine Libo Gaspa to figure out how that could possibly fit with Baal Be'ir. Alpi Pashas, I think the preponderance of posts can assume, like the Rambam, that Baal Be'ir is a question of a psychological inhibition. Even if the husband is not actually going to come home, even if the husband is in a different location in town, it's still a Baal Be'ir works. So then Libo Gaspa means the case to the talk or hey, Mishu one another, even in an appropriate way. It's your cousin. Okay, so can you have yichud with your married female cousin? So you are appropriately comfortable with her in an appropriate fashion. But I might say you're very comfortable with her. She's your cousin. So the fact that she's married, her husband's in town, it's true that her husband's proximity generates a certain inhibition. But on the other hand, the fact that you're Libo Gaspa with her disinhibits. And as a result, that remains off limits. So far we discussed the Isser of Yichud, one is Doraisa, one is Rabbanan, and some basic concepts that help to shape the definition. Malakim Vein Osrim, Mechor HaDavar. We laid out there are three categories of Terim. We looked at the first category. We will continue to tomorrow. Shnoyach Evrim.